Welcome to the Sophia's Insider Podcast. In each episode, we dive deep into topics like manifestation, astrology, self-confidence, healing, and of course, all the good things that help you become the happiest, most powerful, and fulfilled version of yourself. And I can't wait to share today's episode with you. So let's dive in. Hello, my beautiful angels. It's Sophia here, and today we're going to dive into your South Node because this is one of the key placements in your chart that you need to know that I see nobody talking about, because your South Node is here sabotaging your success, your relationships, your life. Because if you feel like you keep self-sabotaging, even though you know exactly what it is that you want, and you feel like you're getting stuck in the same cycles over and over again, then your South Node is at play, because your South Node is a master at sabotaging your success and sabotaging your dream life, because your dream life lies on the other end of your South Node, and that is your North Node, aka your dream life placement. And the thing is, with your North Node, a lot of times we want to access this energy immediately because we're like, dream life placement, this is what I want, give me 14 of them. But the thing is, a lot of times in moments of stress and overwhelm, we default back to our South Node out of habit, because this is the energy that we needed to survive, that really our survival self is made up of. Because your South Node is, one, the energy that you've mastered in past lives, but on the other hand, also your survival strategy as a child. So usually in your childhood, your South Node energy was something that you used to cope. So now as an adult, that is the easiest path. When you get in a moment where you're like, I don't know what to do with my life, everything's overwhelming, when you're in a new situation, you see new opportunities, new things coming your way, and you get overwhelmed by them, you get stressed out, you default back to your South Node. That is why it is very important to focus on both ends of the spectrum, to learn about your South Node and also learn about your North Node. I've already done two videos on the North Node, which I will both link below in the description if you want to watch them as well. But make sure to start with your South Node first, because I want you to see this as the foundation. Your South Node is not something to demonize. Even though I'm talking about self-sabotage and cycles you keep getting stuck in, it is not something to demonize, because like I said, you needed it for your survival. So being mad at yourself or demonizing the energy of your South Node is not the way to get to your North Node, is not the way to get to your dream life. But if you want to access your North Node energy, you need to heal the negative effect. I will give you an example of this with my own birth chart, but we will look at this first so you understand where you can find your South Node. The easiest way to do it is to go through astro.com. Just look up your birth chart, pull up your birth chart, and you will usually see in any kind of calculator that you use that they show you your North Node. In any, even if it's Astro Cafe, Astro Seek, you will have your North Node shown in that birth chart. And the thing is, your South Node is always 180 degrees apart from your North Node. So your South Node is the direct opposite of your North Node. So for me, for example, my North Node is in Leo in the third house. My South Node is in Aquarius in the ninth house. They can never be in not opposite signs or not opposite houses. They will always be in the opposite at the exact same degree, because they're always going to be opposite. So I just want to make sure and clarify that, because I've had enough people in my comments on TikTok being like, I have my North Node in Capricorn, but my South Node in Gemini, and that is not possible. If you have your Capricorn North Node, you will have your Cancer South Node. There is no other way. So always look for the opposite of your North Node. That is how you know where your survival self lives. So now that you know where your south node lies, it is very important to talk about one specific thing, and that is if you have placements in your south node energy. So for me, and it happens with a lot of clients, that you will have placements in the sign of your south node. So for me, for example, I have my south node in Aquarius in the ninth house, and that is conjunct my Neptune in Aquarius in the ninth house. I also have my Mars and my Uranus also in Aquarius. So you can see I have energy and I have accumulation in my south node sign. I also have my MC in my south node sign. And a lot of times when people hear that they have placements in their south node sign, they're like, oh my God, what do I do? Now everything is fucked because I need to get away from this energy, and no, I will never will because I have personal placements or just any placement in my south node sign. And something that I want to make sure of before we dive deeper in understanding your south node is that there is nothing wrong with your south node and having personal placements there. Because the thing is, you have all types of energy in your chart. You have all energies of all the 12th signs in your chart. It doesn't matter how your birth chart looks, you have all 12 energies. And now when you have your south node in a specific sign and you also have placements there, this doesn't mean that you need to let go of, for me, of my Mars and I need to become somebody completely different. What this is about is understanding the unhealthy habits and the unhealthy coping mechanisms of your south node sign. So for me, for example, I have my south node in Aquarius, and my unhealthy coping mechanism was always daydreaming. When I was younger, especially in high school, I hated school. I hated being where I was. I just didn't like it. I was dreaming about a different life. I wanted to move abroad. I wanted to live a whole different life for myself. And where I was just wasn't where I wanted to be. And the thing with that was, I just detached from myself completely. I didn't really care about connecting with other people, about my own emotions. I just wanted to float in ether and float in space, just be detached from reality and not connect to anybody, not really talk about myself, not really show up. Like, I remember a teacher, she told me, she's like, you are like a Renaissance painting. Like, you're beautiful, but you're so quiet. Like, nothing ever comes out of your mouth. You will not speak up. You will not show up. You will do nothing. You will just sit there, look beautiful, and that's it. And that's what I wanted to do. I didn't want to be perceived. I didn't even want to feel seen. When she said that, I was like, can you not? Can you not say that? But the thing with your south node energy, this is where you feel comfortable. I feel comfortable blending into a group. I feel comfortable not having my own desires, not talking about my emotions. What the fuck do you mean? Like, I don't want to speak about my opinion. I don't want to be seen. I don't want to be judged. Like, all of that. I did not want that. And the thing with that is, at one point, you need to realize that this is the fastest way to living a life from hell, because your dream life always lies on the opposite end. So for me, speaking up, showing myself, being visible, saying what I feel, talking about my emotions, connecting to other people, all of these things were things that were going to get me where I wanted to go. But for the longest time, I rebelled against it. Also, Aquarius, the sign of the rebel. So I rebelled against all of it. I just was like, why? What do you want from me? Just leave me alone. But now that I've gotten older, I realize how powerful this switch was from my south node to my north node. I am still very much a person who's very rebellious. I'm still very much a person who cares about humanitarian causes, who's very into technology. All of these things are also connected to Aquarius, and that doesn't stop. So my Mars in Aquarius, I still live that. I still live it through my online community. I still live that through being eccentric, being rebellious, being someone who says shit other people don't want to say. Talking about, like, I literally call my astrology rebellion astrology because it is revolutionary. It is rebellious. What I want to do is change lives with it. I just don't want it to be like the cutesy little thing where it's like, how should I dress based on my rising sign? How can I attract my man based on my Venus? I'm not about that. Like, if that's your thing, I love that for you, but it's not mine. The difference now is I am okay with being perceived. I'm okay with being judged. I don't even care if you think I'm self-centered. I don't care if you think I'm too in love with myself. I don't give a fuck anymore. I'm now proud of that because I have healed my south node. I know no when I'm hiding, when I'm like, oh, no, I don't want to be perceived. When I see myself retreating back into my shell, when I see myself doubting myself again, daydreaming, getting lost in books, movies, that was my thing. Like, I could watch shows on shows on shows. Like, my thing was The Vampire Diaries, and that shit has 8 seasons, and I would watch it from beginning to end, just continuously through everything. Whatever I was doing, I had that show on. Like, I did not have one thought of my own where I was just thinking and alone with my thoughts. I would constantly have something in the background going on because I couldn't be alone with my own emotions. I couldn't be alone with my own thoughts. And one thing that changed everything for me was when I realized that, one, I wanted to move abroad, two, I wanted to build my own business, and three, this was never going to get me where I wanted to go. I remember I also had this dream. I always wanted to go to the US, and I was around 14, 15, like even younger than that. I think I was 12 when it's like, I really want to go to the US because I didn't want to speak German. I just wanted to speak English. I wanted to go to the US. I wanted to live like a fully different life. And I always daydreamed about that. But the thing was, with moving abroad and going to the US, I was always very vocal. And my North Node is in the third house. So this is expression. And I was always very vocal telling everybody. Like, I'm not even kidding. I would tell everybody. I would meet you for like one time. And I would tell you about my plans to move abroad, to go to the US, to like speak English fluently. Like, I would talk to you about that shit for hours, and I don't give a fuck. Like, I wouldn't give a fuck. That was the only time that I would focus on my own desires, that I would be vocal about the things that I wanted. And all the other times, I would just retreat back into myself. And that was when I started studying astrology again, like 16, 17, I got back into it and I started doing it more and more. And I really got into South Node, North Node energies. I realized if I ever want to do what I said I was going to do, this is not going to get me there. And so I changed the way that I showed up. I went into drama class. I stood on stage. I played the main character. Like, I started to intentionally move into the energy of my Leo North Node, of being the main character, being center stage and speaking up. And even now in times, like, your south node never leaves you, and it shouldn't, because your south node, like I said, yes, it's your comfort zone. Yes, it's your survival self, but it's there for a reason, because you needed this energy to survive. You needed this energy when you were younger because you didn't know how to cope with the world otherwise. That was my thing. Like, I didn't know how to cope with the world, with my fear of judgment, with my dysregulation, with all of the things that were going on around me, without detaching from everything, without being completely removed from my own life and completely removed from my own emotions and my own desires. And that is not to judge, but it is to say, I see you. I see that this was a survival strategy, and then understand it's not going to get you where you want to go. To understand that I love this version of me. I see her pain. I see what she went through and why she needed this. But now it's time to understand the gifts of that South Node and heal this energy. So now with my Aquarius South Node, I know that I am a very unique person. I know that I care deeply about other people, that I love being part of something bigger, that I love changing the world, that I want to speak up for minorities and problems in the world, that I want to do good. And that is my Aquarius South Node also. There's always two sides to everything in your chart. Whether it's any planet, any placement that you have in your chart has a healthy and unhealthy expression. And now it is time about seeing seeing your South Node as a foundation instead of that survival strategy, to say goodbye to that strategy where like, okay, my South Node is where it will go in times of stress, and instead understand like I get to leave her where she is. I get to see her. I get to take her gifts with me. I will honor her. But at the same time, now it's time to move towards my North Node. And my North Node is where I'm supposed to be. So now when I see myself falling back into those negative habits of detaching from your reality, of pretending I don't have desires, I don't have emotions, I consciously focus on showing up, being loud, being proud, talking to other people, connecting with others, instead of going on my little hill and just pretending I don't exist. Now I make sure I do the exact opposite. And that is what I want for you to understand where you used your South Node as survival, but also see the gifts of your South Node. Because I see this a lot of times. I saw this, I think it was a girl on TikTok. She was commenting something and she has her South Node. She had it in Capricorn and she was talking about like, I don't know what to do. Like, I feel like with my Cancer North Node, I need to take care of everybody. I need to be the mom for everyone. And I was like, this is not what this is about. Like, for you, your South Node in Capricorn, you always took care of everyone. You were responsible. You were the responsible one. You weren't thinking with your emotions. You were thinking with logic. If there was something that needed to be done, you did it. And that is your Capricorn South Node. So now seeing that is great. You can see your Capricorn South Node where it was maybe a little bit cold, or where it was only focused on the end goal and not focused on your internal world, where you didn't really care about your own emotions, where you didn't really mother yourself and took responsibility for your own happiness, and instead took responsibility for everyone around you. But you can also see that that Capricorn South Node also has the gifts of being able to see the bigger picture, of being able to follow a goal. And Capricorn is also the inner wise woman. So the gift of a Capricorn South Node is the inner wise woman telling you where to go. You can call on your inner wise woman and ask her for advice, to ask yourself, what would 80 year self think about this situation? If I move towards this goal in this way, what would that 80 year self say to me? So like I said, there is a good and a healthy and unhealthy expression of your South Node either way. But now you get to take this energy and move it towards your North Node. You need to see that as your foundation. And I will always say, just download my free North Node playbook. I go through all South Nodes. I go through all North Nodes and all signs and houses. So you get a feeling and you get a connection to your South and your North Node. I never want you to feel like you need to completely remove yourself from your South Node, especially if you have personal placements. That's not possible. And just understanding that, yes, it is your self-sabotage strategy. It is the way that you fuck up opportunities for yourself, but only in its unhealthy expression. And its healthy expression, it's a foundation for your North Node to grow. It's a foundation for your North Node self to emerge. So don't judge yourself. Don't be harsh on yourself and demonize your South Node. Instead, see its gift, see it as the foundation for your dream life. And I promise you, you will be living your North Node dream life self sooner than you think. The easiest way, like I said, download my free North Node playbook. You can also follow me on Instagram. I always post about the North Node and the South Node. It's one of my favorite placements ever. I talk about it all the time because your South and North Node is the most integral part of your chart, especially as a beginner. I don't care about your sun, your moon, your rising. All of that is cute and it has its place and it's needed. But especially as a beginner, and if you want to change your life for the better, if you're like, I want to manifest big shit in my life, I want to change a lot in my life, I want to create really make my vision board reality, then you need to focus on healing your north node and healing your south node and embodying your north node. That is the key. Heal your south node, embody your north node, and that is how you get your dream life. Now, I will see you for the next episode. Comment down below what your south node is so I can give you a little tea. Tell me how you feel about it being your self-sabotaging strategy and what you will do moving forward. I want to chat. I want to give you some advice, whatever we need to do. This is our life, and I want to make sure that you can use astrology to actually get your dream life. Because remember, your chart is your blueprint. It's not your prison. It's not here to limit you. So make sure that you use every part of your chart as an opportunity. That's what we're here to do. And I will see you soon. Have the greatest time. Bye.